Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are watching customer engagement. Yes, again, this is part two of how do you more profitably and more intensely engage your customers? We've got, here's an insider tip. This is something that is rarely discussed. It is something that's applied in a lot of really sharp companies, and it comes from the manufacturing world. Now, you may not manufacture stuff. You may not run a factory. You may not be even at the distribution side of things. Bear with me on this, because this applies whether you're doing software, whether you are cutting metal and shipping product to, you know, shipping axles to the main, to automotive industry. Yes, I'm excited and tongue-tied once again. But here's the thing. Here is a key to, on a management side, inside your business, on how to more profitably engage your customers in a way that they will love you, that increases their engagement, their desire to do business with you, the value that they receive. You ready for this? Write this down. Map out everything that you do and ask this question. Does it create value? Or in other words, is it what the customer paid for? Is it just creating waste, or is it something you have to do that doesn't directly create customer value? Or in other words, running your customer, your CRM system, or automating some of your marketing through your website is not something that your customer is paying for, but it is a must do. A lot of management of your company are things that have to be done. A lot of management tasks are things that have to be done that don't directly contribute to customer value. Or in other words, would the customer pay you for it? Is that what the customer is paying for? Is your customer paying you for doing really great bang up job on accounting within your company? No, they're not. You need to do that in order to have a company, in order to deliver customer value. Now, on waste, for example, if something, and this is a huge breakthrough for a lot of manufacturing companies, the amount of time that something has to sit and wait for somebody to take the next step. And it could be you're assembling something and say, Bob over here to my right puts the first five parts on an assembly, and then he hands it to me and I put the next three parts on, but that has to sit and wait for me to finish what I'm working on before the next part. Well, that's a form of waste. When you're doing software, for example, does software have to sit and wait for review and approvals before it can be released for alpha test or beta test? Right? You know what I mean? How many sign-offs have to go? How many reviews? What does the QC process, the quality control process, look like? No matter what you do, there are steps in the process to deliver what the customer wants. And some of them are wasted, some are not. Now, I've done this. I've done value reviews, value assessments for a lot of companies in different industries. Here's one thing that we find. It is common to find 85 to 95% of the time it takes from a customer order to a customer delivery, right, where the customer has what they ordered, to be wasted time, to be different forms of waste. Think about that. So the ratio, when I say that, what I mean is if it takes 5 days from the time someone places an order to the time it gets in their hands, how much of that 5 days is actual value-added time? Usually it's measured in minutes. At a manufacturing company that I worked with, it's used in a case study in one of my books, and their ratio of value added was 27 minutes. I'm sorry, I'm getting this wrong. They had 27 hours of value added activity in something that it took 30 days to deliver. So think about that. The rest of that time, different forms of waste were contributing, things not getting done. So think about that as a dollar going through your business, right? How long it takes to get to the bank when it comes in. Now, in asking those questions, here's a key to making this work. Start with your customer. What happens, you know, when the customer gets it? In previous episode, go back and look at that. If you didn't catch this conversation, you should be at this point understanding what they do when they get your product, when how their service affects what they're doing in their life or in their business. From that point backwards through time, track everything that happens, every detail out, every step along the way, including whoever, if you have physical product, who handles distribution? If you have digital product, well, how does that get handled? How instantaneous is it? How many emails that they have to go to download whatever they bought get lost in cyberspace? Just asking. It happens. But look at it, because there's those fine little tweaks that can make a big difference in being able to have great customer engagement and being able to scale it and doing it with good margins, right? Do you want margins or do you want margins? Okay, we're about margins. All right, let me get my hand back in the screen here. We're about margins. So, hey, this is live in real time, right? This is 21st century television, live and interactive. So, yes, I do boof quite a bit, and we probably have more blooper reel than anything else. The point being, have fun with it and look at what happens from the customer, because that keeps the focus on what is it that the customer is buying, right? It all starts with the customer bought something from you in order to solve something, to make something happen, improve something in their personal life or their business. So from the time that they start, that starts happening for them, or they're in action, they've implemented the result of what they paid you for, work backwards so that you can see what is it that contributes to that, and where does that thread, right? You're pulling that thread from the customer all the way back to the stuff that you buy from your suppliers. Where does that get off track, and how much of the stuff that goes on is not value added? You will be astounded. If you do this correctly, trust me, you will be surprised at how much dead air, if you will, is in that process or in those steps. Boyd Clark, I was at a Pepperdine alumni thing that the dean of the business school had put together, and he had Boyd Clark come and speak. He was a distinguished alum from Pepperdine's MBA program, graduate school of business, and Boyd Clark at that time was the CEO of Tom Peters Consulting Company. Now, you may remember Tom Peters from Harvard, wrote the book In Search of Excellence in the 1980s, and then a whole series of books that went deeper into that. How are companies doing things in excellence? So Boyd Clark was running a global consulting firm that implemented the things that that came from Tom Peters' research and his writing and his lectures and his public speaking. So Boyd Clark made a comment that has stuck with me from this time. He's speaking. Now think about this. He's speaking to a room full of business school professors, business school students, and business school alums, people that have already graduated, right? And he looks during his talk with the audience, he looks at him and he goes, you know, in corporate America, 95% of what we do is just mind-numbing crap. And there's the waste. You know, it's that much waste in corporate America. The bigger the company, the more you're going to see that. Now, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, it's not necessarily going to be as radical, but it will still be jarring. I'd be willing to bet that at least 50% of what you find will be waste or have to do, but not directly value adding activities. That's a huge opportunity to deliver to your customers, to your clients, much more value and be able to do it with more margin, because now you start cutting that stuff out. You start innovating and finding ways of going, look, how can you get more efficient with the stuff that has to be done, but does not directly deliver to value, and you eliminate the waste. Start doing that. Now you've got a much tighter process, so you can deliver faster. You can deliver more in excellence, because the fewer things you have to focus on, the easier it is to deliver in excellence, right? Simplicity is your friend. It simplifies stuff. Also makes you more flexible, allows you to incorporate new ideas faster. So when you get good ideas from customers, you can implement those a lot faster. When you hear things from customers or from a different market segment that can benefit from what you're doing that you're not serving yet, boom, you can move faster because there's less stuff happening that's not directly related to value for your customer. Think I'm crazy? Give it a shot. If you want to dig a little bit deeper on the assessment side of it, and feel free to reach out to me, put something in the comments and go, hey, tell us more about the, about this value assessment process. Can recommend a couple of books too. We'll throw that in the comments as well in the descriptions after the broadcast. But do that. Look at the value, because the more that you can deliver value, the more succinctly, the more focused, the faster, the higher touch, the more in excellence you can be with that delivery of value to your customer, the better your customer is going to be engaged with your company. And the more you're going to be able to learn from your customer, you can focus more on the customer relationship and learn a lot from them. And the more profitable you will be as you do that, the better margins you'll have, which are very important right now with high inflation, potential recession looming. You know, it's time. It's time to get after that. So that's today's tip. I'm Wolf. This is Wolf's Watch. Thanks for being part of the conversation, and I will see you on the trail.